Guess what? Welcome to the Perfect Unicorn Podcast. Thank you for joining us.
You see how smooth that it is?
You'll be just fine. How y'all doing? I ain't seen y'all or did something for y'all, talk to y'all in a while. Say hi, y'all.
Hey, hey, hey.
That is the beautiful Cuddy and the beautiful Antoinette.
Hello.
What up?
Happy New Year, Matt Quitman, you know, all that good shit.
Yes, Happy New Year.
We're going to start this off with a shot. And this is called Lick Catch. No, not yet, but lick. Lick, suck, and swallow.
Is that what the topic
going
to be on tonight?
I don't know.
Well, if it comes to it, we'll talk about it.
You never knew. Okay. Ready? We're going to wait for you. Because you're the one on the time limit. Since you have to depart. You the one told them the damn time limit. You didn't have to tell them no time limit. Salt it up.
Alright, guys, so we ready to do the shots. We're salting our hands. We're gonna suck this lemon.
Let me get one of them bad ones. I need a big one.
Oh, I think I took the biggest one, but.
Oh, damn. I'm always being greedy.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm gonna take this one.
That don't help.
Okay, anywho.
He is too loud. We turn that down.
Oh, wait. Okay, y'all ready?
Yes.
Lick.
All right, girl.
Suck. Swallow. Mm-hmm.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is not the TV, ooh, as you probably figured out.
Ooh. Okay.
That is my niece.
That just had a successful poop. Yay, congratulations, baby. But, that shit was sour. Mm-hmm. And you eat the whole lemon. The whole lemon.
I do.
Mm. Ooh, ugly face. Okay, so the affirmation for today is you are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. And I'm not doing horoscopes because I don't feel like it. So. What's been new with you, Cuddy? Oh, wait. Hold on, wait. Because Antoinette about to go.
Okay.
Congratulations on the new baby.
Yes.
That's what she spent her time in quarantine doing. Making a baby.
You're right.
Oh, so welcome to the world, Makayla. Okay. Nothing. You done? Unless you were done with your.
No, I'm about to sit this down, but.
Oh,
something about.
Oh, because I was about to tell her, I was about to let her go and tell her what was been up with her. But I didn't know when you was leaving, so I figured you'd go first. Just in case you decide to dip out, whenever you decide to dip out. No, if you want to. Would you like to thank somebody? Thank your mama.
Yeah, this is so good to me. I just got the baby finally shit. I'm just
I'm just static right now. I just need to go lay down. After I take this drink.
I'm weak. Okay, Cuddy, what's been up with you?
Nothing much, really. Just taking care of the babies. Headed back to work soon. Other than that, just trying to get this nursing degree.
I just want to know when I'm getting my stimulus. I've been waiting so patiently.
Hey, Lord. For real. I checked that mailbox like...
I said, not what I was waiting for.
Right. The fuck my face. It's coming, y'all. It's
where's
coming.
My money?
2 miles of shit. What happened? How am I going to use 2 miles? The fuck? Think about it. Money first. Shit.
How am I going to pay for the shit?
Like, help me. Help you. It's just
I wasn't looking for that. This time I'm definitely.
That shit popped up on me last time.
Last time I was prepared for that shit. I already had to touch it. Oh, wow. This time, it's my money. I want it now.
Right.
For real.
Man.
Janae gonna text them. They probably's waiting on yours. You got so much. They gotta give you so much money.
I did. The I did.
Of having a lot of kids. Right.
Like, we're going to have to cut this one a big check. Save her ass for last.
Right.
Like, is you sure this is only 4? Oh, no, that's wrong. No. Add two to that. Mm-hmm. Give her her rifle money. We ain't about to owe her nothing. You hear me? All of them. All of them.
Damn.
Where you could
only file up to 3 of them. Give you credit for 3 of them.
Go ahead and put this new baby on there.
Rotate. Hey, you know, I'm supposed to get
$1,100
for her just by herself for
baby's
going to school.
Really? Remember, I tagged you in it. And I text.
It's true.
Your man, too.
Yeah, it's true. What, yeah, she did tag both of us.
What's going on?
It is?
Yeah, $1,100 for the baby's born in 2020.
Go ahead, y'all. Congratulations.
You gotta file your taxes first, though. But you'll get an additional $1,100 because it says something about something wasn't counted on the last year's or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't read it. I have to find which one he sent me.
Okay.
But it says something about something not being... It explains to you why you'll get the $1,100.
Okay, I'll have to look it up and read about it.
I with y'all. Shit, I wasn't going to ask you how I got it. Exactly. If I didn't get it, I wouldn't have been missing shit, but...
Okay, I'll have to read about that and see what's going on. I didn't hear about that.
That's crazy. Right. I didn't know if it was real or not.
Maybe it's good to do.
Well, shout out to the 2020s.
Right. Everybody had babies in 2020.
Right.
Yeah,
that's my 2020, baby.
The new vision.
Okay.
You missed it, Janae.
It's all right. My time's gonna come when my husband comes.
You
when my husband comes.
Damn, yeah, Frazier gonna be like what? 16?
Yeah, damn. Might be older than that. Shit.
Might be.
14 now.
Yep, he might be.
What if he like grown as fuck?
He gonna be 20.
hey, guess what? It is what it is.
Hey, what if you like 18, 19, and then you finally get pregnant?
Hey, it happens when it happens. As long as it, as long as it happens, I don't give a fuck. I don't think that shit work.
I ain't think it work. Hey,
it happens when it happens.
I definitely have one.
Shit.
Cannot control that.
Your arm ain't tired. I mean, you still do got some in your glass.
No, but if I sit on Janae, I'm not gonna be good no more.
She's tiny right now, so she don't weigh nothing. She don't weigh nothing.
And I learned this mommy hack. It was a mommy hack.
Oh.
But I figured that only worked with certain babies. Heavy leaning that way, this mug at the cracking and just
right. Oh yeah, because right now I'm Brookie.
But she had
like
a real
14
fat,
pounds.
Real fat baby in there with big head.
Oh.
Yeah, so probably held a lot. She wasn't big either. So I know she could take a lot.
Well, Brookie heavy as fuck. She like 14 pounds.
Oh, shit. Nice, hefty 14.
Yeah, I quickly pass her to Dexter.
like, you can carry this.
You carry this.
And she's so little, I can't even put her in one of those carriers. She's too little for one, though.
Damn.
Oh, like a
harness thing?
I think so. Because I know how big they are and how they fit on you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she going to be flopping around in there.
Yeah. I just bought one, too. I bought,
don't you do that shit.
A couple months.
Don't you do that shit.
Because I have two of them. Right now, I have one that's a wrap one where you actually have to wrap.
I want one of those.
Look like a shirt or a sheet or something.
Yeah, you have to wrap, baby. But now I bought the ones with the clips where you just clip it. Yeah, I had to,
Because ain't that how they do in Africa? They wrap the baby. I want that. Yeah. I want the motherland version.
Girl, you know what that's going to look like? Because your titties already out like
this. That's fine.
And then the baby going to sit even further. And they got a big old head, and it's going to sit even further.
Well, hopefully the daddy don't got a big head. Because, right, I mean, I ain't got no big head. So. I'm just saying.
She's just saying her piece.
Oh, okay. That's what that was.
Look, baby girl making her debut on the podcast.
Right.
Yeah, make sure you.
I thought she was about to be on her way to sleep.
Let her listen to it one day.
Like, yep, that was your ass in the background.
Star. Star in the 2021.
Man, 2021. I hope y'all had a good holiday.
I did.
My Christmas was good.
That's good.
Yeah, my babies were satisfied and happy.
Yeah.
Baby had lots of, lots of, lots of toys. Had a good Christmas.
Did y'all get what y'all wanted?
Yeah, for the most part.
I had peace for one night.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That matters.
It does.
Did peace come with...
Dick?
Yes, honey.
Why wouldn't it?
It goes hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
Right.
Hand in hand, leg in leg, tongue in tongue.
All of the above.
I mean,
as long as it's done.
For more reason.
Y'all funny as fuck. Oh man, that is fucking hilarious. Well, that's good.
I mean, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Kids finally got some shit they actually wanted. I had to go to the dollar store. And
you know what?
I mean, not saying that's nothing bad, but.
I'm about to say I got a couple gifts from the dollar store.
Hey.
You got one for my baby, too.
Shit, I remember one Christmas. I got everything from the dollar store.
It all worked.
No, seriously.
For real.
But it just felt good for me.
$100 looked like a lot from the dollar store.
For it to be all of their asses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For them to at least say one or two things that they really, really wanted, and I was able to
get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a good feeling.
That's good.
Yep. Most definitely. Most definitely.
That is good.
Even though the youngest one fucking broke two cars.
Already?
I don't think I got the receipt.
Hey, you gonna keep that broken shit?
Listen, you hear me? Now it ain't gonna make noise. You just gonna have to make noise at home.
You out your mouth. Your mouth.
I tried to give you the best.
I appreciate shit. I go to work every day that I want to.
I
bitch.
You're killing me,
Paul. Like, I don't want to go, Lord. Just don't let me go. I don't want to go.
Programming
the thermostat. But she look like all six dry. Of them in one.
All of their asses. Baby learning to look. Like, listen. This ain't what you think. This ain't what you want.
something real quick.
In your ear, little one. You came out of me. They say, I brought you in. I take you out. You out. Shit.
Uh-huh.
I ain't fucking with y'all. I gotta go.
Oh, shit. Man.
You gave my charge.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. That is fucking true, though.
Mm. This is your charger.
Cause you told me to go back upstairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't even
get
back up
there. Yeah, you know this. Jeans, y'all.
So, I was talking to my little inside today, and I was informed that Kanye West did something with a hairstylist. And this is the last season for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
What you mean he did something with her?
He did something sexual with the hairstylist. I don't know what it was, but I guess it was some gay shit.
Yeah, it was. It's up in the air, I think, with Kim Kardashian and him being getting a divorce. I definitely think they probably need to.
That boggled me. I wasn't ready for that news. I felt some type of way. Like, damn, Kanye. It didn't come to that point. But I don't know. Hopefully, they get it together. They're rich. They'll figure it out. They'll make it out. I guess. I just wasn't ready for it. But
I don't know, we gotta read more about it, cause I'm hearing that she wanted a divorce, and then I'm hearing that, you know, a divorce is up in the air. I don't know, we have to read about it. See how things go.
I wasn't ready for that. Wasn't ready for that.
Okay, I just got a text from a porno site.
What?
They found out. They know.
Wait, what?
They know.
How can I get a text from a porno?
She's,
I mean,
play it off. It's something I'm telling us.
Confession.
I knew it.
I did watch a porno today. But why are they texting me? Why are they texting me?
You gotta tell them to take you off the list.
Like, leave me alone. You never give them the real shit. What are you doing?
I did it. All I did was log on to the website.
What are you logging on for? There's no logging. They just go on there and look for what you want.
I did, but
get done and go. There's no logging onto.
No, what I'm saying is
delete the history.
No. These bitches. What I'm saying is
you ain't supposed to be doing that.
I went onto the website. I went onto the website. I watched the porno. Okay. And then I deleted all the evidence. Now, what the fuck?
But you did, though. You did.
On
why did I get you a text?
Like, that was good earlier. You know?
And then they text me.
Of the good things in life. These made you happy. These made you feel like.
You felt like something earlier.
And then they text me at 12:17 in the morning. Catherine Fowler. Who the fuck?
That name sound familiar.
Hold on. It's at Gmail, though. Like, what the fuck?
Don't trust it. Don't you fall for that
she
shit.
She got her ass all out.
Is it? Let me see.
Look. Like,
oh.
Who the fuck?
Don't you click on that. That's not real. They trying to get your ass. That's a virus.
It's a virus. I should delete this text. Mm-hmm.
Because it's porn.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a text.
A virus.
I've never had a text come to me though for porno.
Text. I'm
about to
say report that shit.
What kind of?
I swear to God, I didn't log in. I just watched one. And then all of a sudden, at 12. Look, y'all want to know? Y'all want to know? It's xnxx.com.
They be having like, some shit on there sometimes.
Yep, xnxx.com. That's what I be watching.
I have to look that up. Because, you know, I'm not going to have to hook the phone to the TV.
Don't do that.
See, but you,
what if your
you don't log in. You just... Look, I'm going to do it right now. Look, there's these motherfuckers texting me. I don't want y'all bitches.
Like, I got what I came for. Literally.
I was done earlier. But
nigga, I had mine.
Back. You better get yours.
I came on one of these motherfuckers.
Man.
It was this nigga eating his bitch pussy so good. I said, damn, my nigga. Damn, my nigga. He was my fastest fucking shit. It was eating pussy something. Hold on, wait. I'm gonna find it.
Back up.
Nigga,
like, hold on. Let me go to my histories.
Right.
My cookies.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Let me go to my cookies.
Oh, yeah. You know what I did. But did y'all see this duo, though? Couple pussy eating duo. Did y'all see this one?
But wait, both bitch. At the same time?
Bitch, just make it come like a motherfucker. Okay. It's a nigga and a bitch eating another bitch pussy.
Both of them are together?
Man, this shit, man, had me like, woo, woo. Hold on, nigga. My nigga. Y'all gonna learn something today.
Y'all can't see what we see.
Y'all can't see what we see, nigga.
I'm explaining to you.
Man, this shit had me like.
So once upon a time, it was this large chocolate ass.
Okay, hold on. How I blow this shit up? Like, is this the one? Nope, not that one.
Y'all hear it?
Oh, y'all gonna hear this shit.
Wait, is they taking turns? The motherfuckers is taking turns.
This shit had me like, oh fuck. Okay, let me fast forward it though, because they go fast and then they do it together. Oh my lord.
What the fuck?
Said, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. I wish they do it together. Anybody out there? No. I'm just playing. I'm in a relationship.
Y'all can't tell, though, huh? Y'all can't tell. I still don't know if you're telling the truth over here.
Wait, when they gonna do it together? Hold on. This shit is crazy.
That's just too much. That shit would send me into crazy manic. Like, y'all
you
thought...
You easy, too. Don't do that.
Hey. Hey, if I was single and I had two,
shit,
I'd try it.
I mean, I would try it, but I'm scared that shit gonna send me in the... Listen, if I come up missing, this is why I came up missing.
Yep.
Because I just can't stop shaking. I can't, collect myself.
Both of them. That should have had me. Boy,
squirting all you.
You look like one motherfucking fountain,
nigga. I be squirting all over the motherfucking place. It's two of them? Shit.
I can't deal. Timber!
It's coming!
Stop it! She said incoming!
Literally.
Incoming!
Literally.
Man, shit.
Y'all make y'all make it.
With that all being said, I think I'm about to take another shot. I hope that all you guys had a good holiday. And I hope all you guys are staying safe and washing your hands and wearing your mask. Everything should be just safe for you guys. She about to be knocked out. Please let me know when you make it home.
I will. Straight home,
Michael.
I'll let you know.
Okay, dorky.
All right,
buddy.
Oh. Shit. Here. You want this stuff? What's up? Entertain the people, Cuddy.
She said you want. You have to shit. So yeah, guys. Back to that porno. This is Cuddy. I'm her best friend. Back to that porno though. That was once again xnxx.com. xnxx.com, nigga. Okay. But yeah. What y'all doing? Holla at your girl, Cuddy. Step C-U-D-D-Y. Okay. No, we having a good time over my best friend Janae's house. So we drinking 1800 silver, you know what I'm saying? Also drinking some wine, Moscato. You know, we got blunts. We got black miles, you know what I'm saying? Good time. Girl time, girl chit-chat. We having a good time, you know. Got candles lit. We got the music going. So all good. All good, all love. Y'all tell me, shoot something in the comments. Once this post, shoot something in the comments. Let me know what y'all doing, how y'all have a good time, how y'all have a girl's night out. Things like that, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what y'all do so we can maybe copy, you know what I'm saying? But no, sometimes we play some games, you know. But right now we making sure our other best friend is headed out, getting to her car safe, and headed home safe. She's gonna give us a text once she get home. But yeah, but you know, all right. So back to Janae.
Howdy.
I just let them know what we do. I told them we had some wine, we had some blunts, we had some black, you know. Got the 1800 silver going.
Wait, I could bring my weed back down. Wait.
Oh, yeah, bring my black back down. We had a baby here, so we didn't do nothing. No smoking, nothing like that. We had the baby here. So now that she dipped out, went home to take care of her child, we are back to the blacks and the blunts. Nothing. I was telling them, like, you know, the baby gone. We be back to the blacks and the blunts.
Purple vision.
And the purple vision. We got the light going on. And the purple vision. We got the light going on. For sure.
If I didn't have a 14-year-old son, I would get a stripper pole in my living room.
Man.
When I get a house, I want a room. And in that room, I want a stripper pole. Mm-hmm. And in that room, we're gonna smoke. Mm-hmm. And in that room, it's adult time.
You know what? That should get one in the basement.
That would be dope as fuck. Ooh, that's a torch. Be careful.
Man, I just...
Huh. I was gonna say, you better off not putting it to your face.
I just look like, damn.
Jeez, why? I fucking hate this shit. Whew, so... I don't know if y'all know, but a bitch been single. On the 18th of January, it will be a whole year.
Damn.
I have been officially single and not interested in mingling. Because you motherfuckers is crazy sometimes. I'm good. Y'all hurt more than a little bit. And I didn't even realize the shit. I can't heal everybody, but I can heal who I want to heal. And at the end of the day, all of y'all don't deserve my healing, but the ones that do, y'all got lucky. And that's that. So shit, I think I'm ready for a relationship. I'm over this single shit.
Okay, so you ready for that relationship, huh?
Most definitely. I'm over the single shit. The single shit is not for me.
So what zodiac sign are you looking for? Because I know you all into that shit. What's the most compatible with the Virgo?
The most compatible from what I read was... For some reason, I keep saying Pisces because they're the opposite of a Virgo. What that means, I really don't know. I'm just saying what I've heard. And then the other sign would be Capricorn. I always seen Capricorn. Mm-hmm. And Taurus. Hmm. Now, I'm not going to fuck with a Taurus at all.
Okay, why not?
I honestly feel like they're too much. That's my shit.
My shit right here.
I'm of the patience to deal with your shit today.
Oh shit.
Like your shit, don't stay. I will today.
I ain't gonna tell y'all what happened.
Cause I worked too hard and I love you way more harder. Worked all over, now I'm smarter. Do you just like water? But you better not go no further.
Give me
bad vibes. But I just can't get with the stubbornness, because then I feel like I gotta one up you every time, and I don't feel like playing a game. In a constant, you want to be bullheaded, let me show you something that's more bullheaded type shit. But so far,
so far it's been good. What you got?
I'm gonna stick with Virgo.
Okay, so Virgo and Virgo can be okay too.
I don't know. The shit that I done read said that it looked like a snap story. But
yeah, because I know Capricorn and Capricorn don't mix.
I done seen where Virgo and Virgo don't mix, and I done seen where it do mix. I don't know. I feel like it depends on where you are at life. Like, if you're both at a point where y'all not on that shit, and all you want to do is give that person love that you trying to give, you want them to receive it. Why not love yourself?
Okay.
Because I ain't gonna lie, it's like looking in a mirror, and that shit hurts.
Right.
But then it tell you shit that you need to work on too. I don't like that shit, and I do that shit. So let me fix that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I'm not about to. We both. Everybody's growing every day, so you're not gonna never meet nobody whenever the fuck you think you're supposed to meet them. You're gonna meet them when the time is right to meet them, and shit happens when it's supposed to happen.
Right.
So just in case, both of y'all might need to work on some shit, but
yeah. I read that Capricorn is most compatible with the Cancer. Yeah, I read that. And my daughter.
But how? You're so mean. A Cancer is so sensitive.
Yeah, I know. My daughter is just like that. Capricorns, we are very studious. We're very about our business. Yeah, we're very straightforward. And I am that person. I am a Capricorn, guys. December 31st, New Year's Eve. That's me.
That was her birthday.
Yes, the Capricorn, but we love tough. We love hard. We love tough. And I do love tough. But yeah, we are most compatible with a Cancer. And my daughter, she's a Cancer. And she loves her mommy.
Hey.
Oh, well, yeah.
I never fucking realized that shit. And that's crazy because my moon... Yeah, my moon is a Capricorn. So I have Capricorn in my chart, and I never fucking even tapped in to figure out what the fuck that was or what it meant. I just know that I click with you motherfuckers, but at the same time, y'all earth sign, right? Earth sign. So, of course. And what's so crazy is when I sat and I looked at all my best friends, all of them are earth signs. Rachel's a Taurus. Not Antoinette, because Antoinette is an Aries. She's a fire sign.
Okay.
But my rising is a Leo, which is fire. So that's the reason why we click. But you're a Capricorn.
I want to say Cancer is fire, too. I want to say that. Uh-huh. I think Cancer is fire. Not too sure, but I think Cancer is fire.
I think so, because Gemini, Aquarius, and... Gemini, Aquarius, and... Fuck, I'm missing one. Is air. Libra. So I think so. What is it, 12 times? I'm missing something. But yeah, so. Learn new shit every day. Learn new shit every fucking day. Yo, guess what? I'm lit.
Me too, I'm very lit. I think that would be the last shot of tonight. Because I still have to drive home.
Yes. I'm pretty much I'm cool on that shit. If anything, I'll smoke tomorrow. But I'm not about to drink no more.
Okay, so I just looked it up, y'all. So Cancer is actually water. A water sign.
Oh, with Pisces. Pisces, right? Because they're fish.
Yep. Cancer has the ability to exist in both emotional and material realms. Yep, Cancer is water.
So what else is with Cancer? Cancer, Pisces, and... Oh, one of them S's. Sagittarius or Scorpio. So it's Cancer, Pisces, and... Because it's three for every air sign. It's four air signs. It's air, water, earth,
Scorpio,
and fire. Okay, so it's Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. It's water. A Scorpio and water? Scorpion and water? I never would have thought that.
That's what it says.
Maybe a Sagittarius just because it sounds like water, but I never thought of a Scorpio. Go ahead. So I guess I give an update of what's been going on because I haven't did a show since August with my homegirl Jen. Yeah, it's been a while. And I end up getting a new job. I end up moving. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the job is a blessing. I appreciate the job. But, I mean, it is a job at the end of the day. But I'm still in school. I think I said that the last episode I went and wrote in school. But, yeah, I'm still in school. And everything's been up and up for the most part. I have manifested some things that I really didn't realize that I did manifest, actually, until it actually happened, which is crazy. And if you want to know what manifesting is, it's when you sit down and you think about something and you write it down on a piece of paper and you leave it on that piece of paper and you let God or divine or Allah or whoever you believe in take over from there. But just put faith in it when you write it. Make sure you have pure intentions when you write it and just make sure you do what you have to do to stay on the right path to get it. Now, when I say that, I say do things that you're supposed to do. Just don't do nothing that you know you're going to get some bad karma from. Just don't. But if you know, you know, I'm trying to get this and I'm trying to get there, that's what it is. I'm going to tell you one manifestation that I did. So, I wrote down that I wanted to move by my birthday. My birthday is in September on the 4th. And I wanted to have a job, a new job, which is 8 hours, not 10, because for some fucking reason, everybody's hiring people for 10 hours. And I'm not going to fucking be there for an extra 2 hours when I've already been there for 8. And I don't even want to be here for this 8. So, you're going to get this fucking 8 up out of me. And I'm going to go about my business. So I wanted an 8-hour shift. I wanted something that would work with me going to school, where I knew that I would be tired, but I knew that I would have enough energy to push through something. So that's what I manifested. And the week before of my 33rd birthday, I moved and I started a new job. So all that happened and I was very shocked, but very pleased and accepting and grateful for what happened, because I lost a lot in January around this time. Around this time, I was a fucking alcoholic all day, every day. And I appreciated life. I did the best I could, but at the end of the day, I didn't like it. So it is what it is, and shit happens for a reason. Now, I might be lit tonight, but through the week, for the most part, I don't drink like that. And I've just been working on myself. I've lost 30 pounds. Thank you, Jesus. I wish I had some clapping hands. I mean, my own clapping hands. But I lost 30 pounds, and I just moved on. And I had to move on for my sanity, for my peace, and for my child. So that's my testimony, and everything been cool. Shit, me drinking ain't nothing but a celebration at this point, instead of me trying to numb some shit. Feel me? And it's a big difference when you do that shit. Drinking to numb some shit and drinking to celebrate some shit. So, all night long. So, hey, it is what it is. And I hope that 2020 showed y'all some shit, because when I tell y'all it was for the vision, it was for the vision to see some shit, whether it was good or bad. That's what 2020 was for. And now it's 2021, and it's time to live some shit with a mask and hoe. This goddamn coronavirus will not stop me from living my best life. You hear me? Fuck that. I'm trying to do the most safest trips that I can.
Alright.
But I'm not about to sit here and keep this shit keeping me down. All you gotta do is take care of yourself. But don't worry about it. Are you gonna get this? But everybody got new babies. Cuddy got a new baby. I applaud you guys. We're in our 30s having babies, and shit ain't the same that it was when we was in our 20s having babies. And this shit completely different. I'm nervous, but I feel it. It's coming. My time is gonna come. Hopefully with a husband. Well, actually, that's say hopefully. It's gonna come with a husband. This shit.
Head home soon.
This is too much. Too much. But I hope everyone had a safe night tonight. And it's about to come to an end, because I have one more minute, and I said that I wasn't about to go over 20 minutes, and it's been fucking 44.
Yeah, we gotta cut it.
Hey. So, you guys, be blessed, and until my next episode, which hopefully it'll be sooner than later, be you, be beautiful, and be blessed. And until next time, it's on. See you guys later. Say bye, Cuddy.
See you guys.
Bye.